AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden travels to Florida tomorrow to get a firsthand look at the damage caused by Hurricane Ian and the recovery effort. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says one of his top goals is to restore the Sanibel Island Causeway leading to the island off the southwestern coast of the state.
That's a little bit more difficult fix than Pine Island because it's broken in multiple ways. But I think you can get a temporary solution there to be able to restore access to Sanibel and Captiva.
More than 70 people are known dead in Florida since the storm, and the death toll could rise. Elon Musk drops his court attempt to back out of buying Twitter, now planning to go through with his original $44 billion bid. AP's Norman Hall has this.
He walked away from the deal in April. Musk argued that Twitter misrepresented how it measures the magnitude of spam bot accounts that are useless to advertisers. Twitter sued Musk in July, demanding that he proceed with the sale at the original price.
A filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission says Musk will complete the deal as long as he gets debt financing and provided the court gets rid of the lawsuit by Twitter. Loretta Lynn is dead. The coal miner's daughter made it out of poverty in Kentucky to country music legend. Her life was portrayed by Sissy Spacek in the film Coal Miner's Daughter. Lynn told the AP in 1988 the movie created a new fan base.
And they'd come up to me when I'd be signing autographs and they'd say, "This is my first time to see a country show, but it won't be my last. You have sold me on country music." So that made me happy.
Her family says the 90-year-old Lynn died at her home in Tennessee. A jury is seated in the trial of three men charged in connection with a 2020 plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Selection process lasted 2 days as the judge and the lawyers tried to weed out people who had personal conflicts or showed a potential for bias. Opening statement scheduled for tomorrow. This is AP News. Messages and recordings are being used by prosecutors in the Capitol riot trial of the leader of the Oath Keepers and some of his followers. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Several of the messages were sent by Stuart Rhodes around November 7th, the day the AP and other news organizations called the election for Joe Biden. Rhodes pressed others to refuse to accept the results, urging his followers to get their gear squared away and be ready to fight. In another message, Rhodes told fellow Oath Keepers to think the way early Americans had resisted the British, saying the final defense is us or our rifles. Rhodes' attorney said prosecutors are cherry-picking messages from hundreds of chats on his phone and told the jury all they have is bombastic language. Ed Donahue, Washington.
If convicted of seditious conspiracy, Rhodes and the other four could be sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. Another plus day on Wall Street, the Dow gaining more than 800 points. The S&P had its best day in 2 years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.